are welcome to go out after the expiry of half an hour. Because it is not in my hand, but it is in the hand of the subject which I teach. The subject is not my slave, but I am the slave of the subject. Therefore, I request some of you who maybe have come here that it will be over within half an hour. And after the half an hour is over. If some of you be interested in the subject, you may stay on. Yesterday I forgot a very important one, namely the distinction between the spiritual experience on the one hand and illusion, hallucination and delusion. This is important because many of the persons who do not know an inkling of the spiritual life think that it is nothing but an illusion. They must have heard some such words, illusion. Some others say that it is a hallucination, and some others say that it is delusion. Of course, they don't know the distinction between illusion, hallucination, and delusion, and they speak at random, you see. And if you ask them to distinguish one from the other, then they will not be able to do so. Especially, this is the case of those who know the Rashtra Bhasha. And they will say, how will you translate this? Then they will say, Brahma, Sambrahma, Vibrahma, something like that. They don't know what is meant by the prefixes of Sam and Vib. They don't know that even. And yes, they say, even in your Bhargava's dictionary, you refer to these words and you will find the same words, the same thing for illusion, hallucination and delusion, the same thing. How is it that Brahm, Vibram and Sambrahm, Sam and we, have they not any connotation? But they don't know this at all. But they have a fanaticism for the language of Rashtra. How do we explain in the class? Make the distinction in so far as Hindi language is concerned? It is an impossible case. But having the distinction in the English language, you will have definite characteristics. Illusion is something different from hallucination, and hallucination is different from delusion. I give a challenge to the whole world of Hindi world. Let them say the distinction between, and none of them has. None. As yet. It is Sambrahma. It is Vibrahma. The boys don't know. The students don't know, and the teachers don't know. This is just, if anybody feels offended, let him come forward and tell me the distinction. I give even now the challenge within this form. If it is not a personal reference, it is an impersonal reference. I can tell you what is the distinction in English language, what the psychologists have done. Illusion, the example of it, simple example of it, a serpent appears on the rope. Now the appearance of this rope, of the serpent on the rope, is a case of illusion. If a man has not seen rope at all, he will have no illusion. Because he does not know that the serpent has this zigzag, you see, nature according to the rope. There is no correspondence between the rope and the snake in any way. So if he has not seen this rope, there is no possibility of seeing, of having an illusion of serpent over it. What do you call? Vastuni avastva ropaha ajnanam. Shankaracharya has given the definition of ajnanam, due to which the illusions occur as vastuni avastva ropaha. The arop of avastu on a vastu. The arop of serpent, which is avastu, which is not existing, on something, vastuni means on the rope. The rope exists, and the darkness one feels that he has stepped upon a surf. On account of the fact that the rope he has seen first and the snake which is not there at all, he feels that he has seen. When light is brought, then that ajnana goes away and the rope is seen. Now I believe you have understood what is meant by an illusion. I shall give you an instance of hallucination. Many of you must have read Hamlet, and Hamlet's father, who became a ghost, he appeared. That is a case of hallucination. There is no ghost at all. But the ghost is not appearing on something else. You see. There are no two things. So that the serpent and the rope, there are two things. Here is no. The ghost appears. The ghost of Hamlet appears. This is a case of hallucination. Now this hallucination is different from another kind of it, which may be considered as an hallucination. I give an instance of it. When Peter saw Jesus, he saw Jesus actually. He was with him. And Jesus was at some distance like this. And Peter saw Moses and Elijah also along with Peter. They were surprised. There was Jesus only, and how is it that there are Moses, centuries beyond, and afterwards Elijah, a great thing, along with talking with Jesus? That is the case of also hallucination. But this hallucination is different from another hallucination, the earlier hallucination. Hamlet saw his father's ghost. The ghost was not there at all. There were no two things, and yet he saw the ghost of his heart. That is the case of hallucination. But this hallucination which Peter saw is not of that type. Because Moses and Elijah, though dead in body, were alive still. Not that it appeared before him, before Hamlet, because they were alive. He was fortunate to see Moses as well as Elijah. And along with them, Peter. Then he went then, and Moses and Elijah disappeared, and Jesus alone was there. So it appears as if it is a hallucination. Similarly, you may find, for example, a dead saint coming to you in a dream or appearing before you. It is not a case of hallucination in the strict sense of the word. But it appears as a hallucination, though it is not a hallucination. I have made a further distinction between hallucination number one and hallucination number two. You see, if a man sees a saint in dream, or here, or going out, then it is not a hallucination. So many cases of saints have occurred, but they are not cases of hallucination, they are cases of reality. They have seen the reality. They have seen Moses in reality. They have seen Elijah in reality. And they have seen Jesus in reality. So though both of them were dead and gone, yet it was not a case of hallucination. Hamlet's father's ghost was a hallucination. There are no two things. A third thing, namely delusion. I give an example of that. That some of you may be concerned. I gave such lectures in Jaipur also. One of my students, who was my MA students for MA and for PhD also, but he had got some prejudice, some hatred, some jealousy, and therefore he said, "Well, what Dr. Date is saying? Utpatan kuch baat karte, utpatan." Now that is a case of delusion. Wrong belief. You have stupidity in your heart. You see, your heart is not clean, and therefore you say this. You are laboring under a wrong belief. That is, all our superstitions, prejudices, wrong beliefs, you see, traditional foolish notions, credulity, all these come under what are known as the third delusion. If you think that God is there with four hands, that is a case of delusion. If you say that he has got eight hands or seven and etc., the ghost has got feet in the turn, that is a case of delusion, wrong beliefs. There are so many wrong beliefs working in us without our knowledge, you see. So conscious or unconscious, you can say, delusions there will be. For example, I gave a very funny story of a man in Ratnagiri. He was a boy of 8 or 10. And his father was in Ratnagiri, the province is very, very poverty stricken. You can't have any idea about it. So they have not got a full dhoti, they have got a pancha. That is only half, one yard in, you can say, in breadth, and two or two and a half yards in length. And they wear it. Naturally, the kasota, as we call it, naturally gets slipped while worshipping the puja. The boy saw this, and then on another occasion the father told him, "Now you do the puja today." And then what he did was, he also wrapped the same thing, but he didn't fail to have the kasota loose. And then the father asked, "Why have you done it?" "Because you do it." That is a case of wrong belief. If, for example, a professor smokes and smokes while teaching, he is an expert in smoking. He teaches little, but he smokes more. And if you do like that, then that will be a case of delusion. Wrong beliefs. If a man is a millionaire and he spends in welcoming guests and friends on the death, on the 12th day of the death, that is a case of delusion, wrong belief. You see, so many hundreds and thousands of wrong beliefs are there. These are all cases of delusion. So illusion occurs when there are two things and one is mistaken for the other. The hallucination occurs when there is only one thing or nothing, and yet there is an appearance of that. And the delusion occurs on account of the old traditions, wrong beliefs, and several. This is the difference between illusion, the only hallucination, and delusion. I give you again a challenge to show to any Rashtrabhasha loving man in the world to point out this difference as impossible. They will only say, Brahm, Samrahm, Vibrahm. What do you mean? And the students write like this, and you give full marks, because you don't know nothing, you don't know anything, and the students also do not know. So both are laboring under delusions, you see. Both of them. This was the point which I forgot to tell you. Spiritual life is free from illusion, free from hallucination, free from delusion. It is nothing but direct perception of what you see. If I call this table, oh, is it made of glass? Is it made of wood? Is it made of mud, clay? Then I am working under something, some wrong notion, you see. Just as Descartes said, man is made up of glass. You see, he had a deliberate delusion, Descartes. So don't make this mistake, that spiritual life is a life of direct perception, intuitive knowledge. You see, as the result of Divya Chakshu, as a result of Buddhi Yoga, Dadami Buddhi Yogantam Yena Mam Upayanti De. It is exactly that which it is the opening of your of the invisible eye, which everybody has, but nobody has the ability to open it. It must be opened by some other person. You see. Then it will be opened. It will not be opened by your efforts. It will be opened by the grace of God alone. This was a point which I forgot yesterday to tell you. Today, I brief some of the points, and for the first time I make use of the notes, because I wish to finish it as early as possible. I am anxious also about finishing it as early as possible. So there are certain other points of what I called yesterday as the dogmas of spiritual life. Dogmas of spiritual life, meaning dogma is a thing which cannot be verifiable. But it is wrong to say about dogma in spiritual life. Thinking and feeling will not solve this dogma. Only it is action. It is a voluntary action. If you are willing to go by the path, then alone these dogmas will be solved for you. Otherwise, none. None is capable of. Not these lectures. If there are 100 lectures even, then I shall not be able to solve these dogmas for you. I shall be able to solve the dogmas for myself if I wish. If I do not wish, then I shall not solve these dogmas even for myself. Much less can I solve them for you. Every one of them must solve for himself, not for. Because the husband has surely solved it, therefore the wife, impossibility. In the spiritual life, none is related with any other person. None. He is for himself. There is a bond between yourself and God, you see, nothing more. You have no friend. You have no wife, you have no husband, you have no brother. Everybody is your enemy so far as God realization is concerned. And if you are treading the path of the saints and sages, then alone you can solve this dogma. I shall mention the dogma first, and as in brief time as possible, I shall explain the solution of it. Must the name come from God only, from the Guru only? This is the dogma. Yes. Those who have no guru will not be able to even to come at the door, at the portals of the gate of God, of the portals of the temple of God. It is impossible. నిగరు కుజ్ఞాని బడా యమ బడా యమఘాట్ గురువిన కోణ బటాబే బా. బట్ దిస్ అపియర్స్ టు యూ ఎస్ ఎ సిలీ బికాస్ యూ డూ నాట్ నో ది వాల్యూ ఆఫ్ ది గురు. గురు ఇస్ దాట్ హూ హ్యాస్ రియలైజ్డ్ గాడ్. హూ హ్యాస్ రియలైజ్డ్ గాడ్ మీనింగ్ బై వాట్? By what process? By the process of meditation and contemplation. By the process of Naam and Roop. You will ask me a question, probably you should ask, are not Naam and Roop only evanescent, flitting away? Are they not Maya? Naam Roope Vihaya. If we are to forget Naam and Roop, then why are you concentrating again saying Naam and Roop of God? Are they not the Upadhi? As Tushirasa said, Nama, Rupa, Isha, Upadhi, if they are the attributes of God, if they are the fleeting, changes, things, attributes, then they must, then God must be above them. True it is, in a sense. True. That they are Isha, Upadhi. But unless you have this Upadhi, you cannot reach God. Other Nama and Rupa of the world, the sensible world, they are the Maya. They are the Prakriti. I believe, and I have told the students, that there is not a one Maya, but there are two Maya. Two Maya. As yet, nobody will teach you this, excepting that. That there are two Mayas. One is the lower Maya, and another is the upper Maya. And I just justify what I say. Nama Rupe Viha is all right. Everybody knows that he will be cremated or buried sometime. That no name, even the name of Alexander, is gone away. In history, in the stream of time, everybody is washed away. Nothing will remain. That is Nama Rupa Vihaya. Just as the Ganges enters into this ocean, and there is no trace of the Ganges, no name of Ganges, no form of the stream of Ganges, even so Nama Rupa, there is a Gangeka Jarana, is a sub duniya. Even the sun and the moon, they will not be there. This is the lower kind of Maya. The higher kind of Maya is different. That just as Shankaracharya said after the Vishwarupa Darshan, etat sarvam Maya Vijrambhanam, that's it. Vijrambhanam etat sarvam. That's what Shankaracharya. I was surprised and I didn't know why should Shankaracharya say this. Yawning. This is nothing but the yawning of the God. You see, what does this mean? That the Chaturbhuja Rupa of Krishna is gone. Vishwarupa has also gone. You have not seen. Mam tu veda na kashchan. It is not by seeing the Chaturbhuja Rupa of Krishna that you have known Krishna. It is not by seeing the Vishwarupa Darshan you have not seen it. Professor Anale said once in Allahabad when I was there, is that all? That is what he has been. When I read to him the Vishwarupa Darshan, the 11th adhyaya, and then he said, is that all? That is what I... How could I reply? I have no knowledge about anything about spiritual life. But he said even about the Vishwarupa, that is that all? He said the same thing about Vibhya. You know the seven colors. And you say hundreds of rainfall. I told you the other day that when I went to Niagara Falls, I say hundreds of rainbows. Vishwarupa saw only one and his heart leapt up. I saw hundreds of them. My heart would have been shattered into pieces, you see. But it did not, fortunately. My heart, when I see a rainbow in the sky, he must not have seen an Niagara Falls. Otherwise, my heart shattered into pieces when I saw thousands of rainbows in the sky. He would have said, verses have written like that. But he was saved because he didn't go to Niagara Falls, you see, verse one. He was only wandering between valleys and the daffodils and the lilies, etc., in the jungles of Great Britain. Therefore he was saved. So what I say is, it is not by... What is this point? I sometimes have this, that when I go at tangents, I forget the origin from which I start. What I say is, considering Maya Vijrambhanam, quite right, thank you. Yes, Shankaracharya has said that Maya Vijrambhanam etat, it is nothing but the yawning of the Maya which belongs to God. Vishwarupa Darshan also, yes. And I said about Professor Ranadis, are there only seven colors? Have they talked only seven colors? Are there not other colors also? Infinite colors are there. Just as Mirabai talked about the 36 ragas. I don't think anybody knows these 36 ragas. But Mirabai has said it. 36 ragas. Mirabai knows that. But nobody else knows. There are Mirabais in miniature, several Mirabais. You see. And hundreds of persons who have not eaten even and drunk for years together. I said, the door does not eat drink and water. I was told while I was in Ajmer one day that, have you not seen that lady who has not taken a bit of the bread and a sip of water? But I have not seen, I don't see any, there is any necessity of seeing that lady. So why is it? It's a great miracle. Yes, miracles happen in the world, even before my eyes. They happen in hundreds of miracles. But why should I look like that? Then he said, tell me, what does she do? I asked. And he didn't know anything. He didn't know anything. He only knew that she didn't eat a piece of bread, or have a spoonful of water. I don't want that. This yonder stone has not eaten bread, has not drunk, and yet the Himalaya mountains are there for me. The sun is there, the moon is there, are millions and millions of years. Have they drunk any water and pieces? I do not believe in this idea. And I didn't go. Here also there were people who say, oh, it's wonderful. But maybe, you may go there. That's all. I don't wish to see, because there is nothing spiritual about it. There may be only miracles and miracles, thousands of them. You may touch even the sun. But what of that? I told you there is a Chandramasam Angula Angulina Spushati. Can anybody explain to me the meaning of this? Chandramasam Angulina Spushati. Is it ever possible? When Armstrong took 4 days to reach the moon, will you just be able to touch the moon? What is the meaning of this? Chandramasam Angulina Spushati. You should say Chandramaha Angulim Spushati. That will be all right. Because you have the moonlight upon your finger. But how can this finger reach there? Even so, Kabir has touched God. That is wrong. God has touched Kabir. Because the greatest untouchable in the world is God. You can't touch God. That is wrong thing. Some interpolation in the Kabirite songs. You see, Kabir has touched one angle of God. Nothing. It's impossible. It is an impossibility because it cannot satisfy my intellect. It is absolutely wrong. How can Kabir touch God? God is the greatest untouchable. We are having scheduled castes and untouchables. God is the greatest untouchable. You cannot touch God. God will touch you, but you cannot touch God. But if God touches you and if you just transform it, I am touching God, if you shake hands, who is then? Who touches whom? You can say, well, we both touch each other. It's all right in that second-rate way. You can say that God, Kabir has touched God. But Kabir has touched God in the literal sense, it is an impossible. Just as it is an impossibility to touch the moon by your finger, the moon can touch you, but you cannot touch the moon. Similarly, you cannot touch God. You see. How can the finite know the infinite? Otherwise, there will be no meaning in having the word infinite in your vocabulary. Finite touching the finite. I touch this table because this is finite. I cannot touch the infinite. Impossible. Hadda haddame behasa. Sab behaddame ramaraya. Kon ramaraha hai Kabir. And are we not in the infinite ocean? Are we not in the infinite space? We too are. But Kabir was wandering in the infinite sky and infinite space in a different manner. We are wandering in a different manner. Even buffaloes and cows and dogs are also in the infinite space as we are. But we are no better than the dogs and the buffaloes. Kabir was a different type. So Kabir was moving in the infinite space. That he was in tune with the infinite. We are out of the tune in infinite. Therefore, we are not Kabir. We are not Kabirites. We may have sympathy with the Kabirites. We may just spend nights over nights in singing songs of Kabir. But that will in no way bring nearer to Kabir. So, what I say is, it must in mind come from the Guru only. Yes, it must come. Because the Guru is nothing but God. Guru Sakshat Parabrahma. Is it a dogma? No, it is not a dogma. But it means that he is a realized person. At any time, you will find he is God in the Sada Vilas. He will not find any room. He will not sit in his tapad and be like another tapadi man, you see. Are you still groomy? Hanging there. It's not possible for a saint. He will always then go at any time. You will find him joyful. And the joyful is contagious. It is not like that. He will make you happy. You go and sit near the saint and he will make you happy. I have never seen during the 33 years of my contact with spiritual, with Professor Anandi, I have never seen, though he had 104 degrees of temperature, he used to go to the university, have his lectures, have his meditation for 8 or 10 hours a day, I have never seen, and as those who are fortunate to see him, have you seen at any time Professor Anandi gloomy, despair? You see, nothing absolute. Sadavilas, that is the characteristic which Kabir has given us. But vilas is a very dangerous word. Kalidaso vilasaha. Kalidas knew nothing but Shringar. I am ashamed to translate some of his songs from the Meghadoot. I shall only speak about him only in Sanskrit if you like, but it will be a shame on our part to translate in any language and to confirm it. I do not know how the teachers of Sanskrit must be explaining in their class in their such verses like that. You see. Ketanvi Kama Shikari Dasana Pakva Bimba Dharoshtya and Prakshana Nimna Nabhi means that cloud is seeing. Kalidas is seeing the Prakshana Nimna Nabhi. The Nimna Nabhi of a woman, Kalidas must have seen. You see, and then he says, Shruni Bharat Arasa Gamana. And here, how very minutely he has observed a woman, just see, Kalidas, has got that cloud, the intelligence of writing Meghadoot. But Kalidas has written this because Kalidas voices forth his own heart rather than the heart of the cloud. Rather than the heart of the Guhyaka, who was cursed by Shankar. He is not voicing forth his heart, but he is voicing forth his own heart, Kalidas. Ko vihatum samarsaha, is written. Who is able to abandon that lady? Shrikha has something nonsense in it. There are so many things are there, you see. And there is that another verse. These poets are nothing sexually mad. Sexual, not sensually, but sexually mad. And therefore they describe, for example, Vichi Madhura, Yamuna Madhura, and Hasanam Madhuram, Madhuram, Mathuradipataya, Savaram Madhuram. Kaiseva, Savaram Madhuram, Kaiseva. How is it? Isn't there anything bad about it? There is something bad about it. But we have not mentioned that. Hasanam Madhuram, and so many things are there. As some poet who was mad after that, he has composed his poem, and why do you utter this? I hate it. I say such poetry. Only compeer of Kalidas was Keats, who was affected by consumption afterwards, roamed here and there on the continent, and died afterwards in Rome. Keats died in Rome. But he had this eye. And Kalidas is another man who has his eye to the details of a thing, but only restricted to a woman. So that is not. So all over the world you will find, even the religious field, that names and names are many. I told you that there are Devi Sahasranam, Vishnu Sahasranam, Datta Sahasranam, and so on. And what will you get? As Sir Otto has said, they are the dead words on a parchment, written on a parchment. They are the dead words written on a parchment. So what should be a living spoke? It must come from a realized saint, from a living realized saint. From a living realized saint they must come. If you have any other name, it will be dead. What will you get by blowing over the ashes? They will spoil you, at the most they will spoil you. What will you get for creating, as the Arya Samajis do, for what? A home. One of my friends is a professor of law, highest degree. He is examiner of LLM also, you see. But I just went, and what are you doing this, please? I am doing this home so that the whole atmosphere, of that, all the works are of your room, I ask you. You are purifying the atmosphere of your room which you have spied by night, or are you purifying the atmosphere of the whole world of the whole of Jaipur? And he was nonplussed, naturally, because he had that much reason to understand me. But there are fools who do not understand this, and they create, go on, you see, spoiling and burning rice and ghee. I said, why do you do this? Give it to some man who is greedy, who is thirsty, who is hungry. Your rice will be useful. But no, they will give that. Here in Marwar, I am just know what I to do. For 32 years I have been speaking and speaking, and then 10 dogs come, wagging their heads. I have, why do you waste your bread? Give it to some person, and then give it to cows. The cows, give some grass to the cow, but why do you give bread to the cows and to the dogs? And then they turn these dogs into mad dogs, and they bite, and then the human life is lost. They do not know this. Then another person comes, and he says, oh, that's all right. Then what should I do? I shall give you. This is a, you see, all the bugs of my room will be in this cot. You sleep on this cot. I shall give you 10 rupees next morning. And he gives 10 rupees because he is a moneyed man. But what will be his condition? If hundreds of bugs bite him at night, he will have no sleep. But that man also is poor. He says, doesn't matter. I get 10 rupees in the morning, you see, for one sleepless night. And in that way he does it. He is going on even now. Similarly, people go in a temple and do Ram, 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 Ram. Are Ram, Ram, sab kuch, thak, thakur, chor, sab Ram, Ram karte. Oh, naam kuch, aur, this naam se pralad kar gaya. Pralad kis liye kar gaya? Because he was initiated by Narad. Narad kis liye kar gaya? Because he was initiated by Sarat Kumar. Therefore, it is not possible that Narad would be a realized person or that man. Ajamil, for example. Ajamil papi vade putra kame. He was addressing his son. Is God so foolish as not to know that Ajamil is calling his son? He was initiated by Narad. And therefore he happened to call Narayan, means God. And therefore God came. Not because he was calling his son Narayan, but Narayan meaning God. God is not so stupid as not to understand the difference between Ajamil's son and himself, you see. But nobody knows this, you see. And then such things are going on, such things, and it will go on forever. I am not going to stop. Who can stop this wave of foolishness in the world? None. I say, not Ramakrishna Paramahansa, not Vivekananda, not Shankaracharya. They have gone and gone. There is a verse, Ramdas and Tukaram once came on the opposite sides, and they began to bawl. I have wasted the whole of my life in telling people what they are. Kisko kahun? Sab jagah andhe. Samjhe? Aise who said? Kabir has said. Kisko main kahun? Sab jagah andhe. Aise Jagir ne. He was tired. Ramdas and Tukaram also said on the other side, I am just doing the same thing for the whole of my life. I am tired. And the same was echoed by Tukaram. None in the world can stop this, except some fools. Fool is required to stop a fool. A chore is required to stop a chore. But a saint will not improve the life of other fools, though he tries his best. And by luck, some are here and there are. It is not possible to know a saint in the first place. It is not possible for a saint to convert a sinner. It is not possible. He may just try, and a sinner just by chance may become a saint in course of time. Just as Namdev, for example, was considered to be a marauder, and he was saved, no doubt. Or Valmiki, for example, the author of your Ramayana, was saved. He was also a marauder, but he was saved by the grace of God. Namdev was saved by the grace of God. Similarly, we shall be saved only by the grace of God and by nothing else. And that grace comes through the name of the Guru. And there also is foolishness, I tell you. I do not utter any other word, foolishness. What? Kabir comes and tells us. Kabir! Now he has gone, dead and gone. Now he comes and tells you. Yes, it is his mantra which is going on for hundreds of years. He says, it is wrong. I tell you that this Margi Maharaj and the tradition to which I belong, they don't believe in this superstition or this foolishness, that it is the same mantra. The Gayatri mantra, as I told you yesterday, will save a man. It will not save a man at all. It will just involve a man into deeper and deeper in the meshes of samsara. Gayatri mantra ka brahmanasi adhikaru, Ramdasa said it. But brahmane pavide devadi devatari kimartha sadguru karava. If a Brahmin alone can save another person, then why is the sadguru necessary at all? The Brahmin is sufficient. The Brahmin cannot save. The Brahmin will be impossible. Brahmin will just make him division. He will wave lights, he will ring the bells in the temple, but he will not save the soul of a man. Brahmane pavide devadi deva. If it is possible that the devadi deva can be obtained or achieved by means of by the instrument of Brahmin, then it is very the necessity of sadguru. Sadguru vina deva pavava he kalpanti nivata. Ramdas says that without the help of sadguru and you should get God, it is an impossible. Why has he said it? I told you yesterday that he himself practiced the jap of Gayatri for 12 years and standing in waste in the water of Godavari, but he could not get God. When he surrendered to Ram and to Hanuman, and then when they initiated him, and then when he practiced it, he became a real God. Not that, he became an arrow worshipper for a number of years, but he gave up that arrow worship, and he said, what about this arrow worship? What are these above arrows? The Muslims have done greater benefit to us by breaking the arrows. Of course, they had not the aesthetic sense, that is another point, you see. But the Muslims have done a great service to us, namely by breaking these arrows, that in these arrows do not live, God does not exist. They are merely stones, merely bricks, merely paintings on the wall. You see, what do you get of that? Do you get the God? Impossible. So this arrow worship, the image worship will not give us. This boasting of the original, Hamare Bharat Varshaki, Aad Hadaro Varshaki, Parampara, will that speech make us pious? And it is a bogus thing. It is meant for a political stunt. You see, it is not a spiritual thing at all. To sing the glories of your fathers and your ancient fathers, that will not save you. Adoration worship will not save you. You see, hundreds and thousands of worship will not save you. You see, the Gita pachan of daily will not save you. Maine kal kaha, bhang pina achcha hai. Instead of repeating the whole Bhagavad Gita for a daily, for isse bhang pina bahut achcha, because it will do something good as you feel. But what is the good of reading the Bhagavad Gita, 700 verses for some? I was doing, I tell you. I was doing Saptashati and I have read, if this may be seen, I am not saying it out of praise, but I am saying it out of censure. I am censuring myself when I tell you this. No, nobody has done this. I have done it. I have done 1,000 repetitions of this, of Saptashati. But when my guru told me, ask him to stop this immediately, I stopped at the very day. And I have not done the Bhagavad Gita during the last 32 years of my life. Because my guru said it. And I have got an experience of it. It is not that. I got an experience of it. I could see, I tell you, even the Shankh and I could describe what the Ayudhas in the hands of the Bhagavad of the Devi. But afterwards, I was for 13 years I was there in Belgaum, and I went from 125 to 165. I was tired then. Then, in a dream, a friend of mine dreamt, yes, baby, why do you care for him when I am there? And then he said, who are you? In a dream, because my friend was a very bold man, who are you? Then he said, open you. And he said, oh, she was an Ashtabhuja Devi. Then why don't you do anything for him, means for me? Then he said, look upwards. And when he saw, it was my guru there. Jab tak uske order nahi hoti, tab tak main kuch nahi kar sakti hu. That was the reply of the goddess. Samajh gaya? That was the reply of the goddess. When the guru was there, jab tak guru ki aajna nahi hai, tab tak main kuch nahi kar sakti. This was the lesson which I got after reading Saptashati 1,000 times. It requires at least for an expert even to 1 hour and a half. I was doing it from 6 to 1 in the afternoon. 7 hours I used to spend every day and finish 1,000. Who is there, I ask you, to have gone through this penance? But after all, I came to a negative conclusion that there is nothing in this. Nothing in this, absolutely. The Guru's word, for example, let it be 2 syllables, 3 syllables, whatever it is, that is all for. You will see God. You will touch God. God will touch you. You will speak with God. You see, taya darshane sparshane punya jode, taya bhashane nashta sandeha mode. You can see God, mam drashtum praveshtum cha parantu. And you can enter into Him, you can be one with Him. All this process is possible by the name of the Guru, of the Living Guru. Mahamdhim Guru meaning one who has realized God. Again I say, Guru is not that who has a long beard. You see, nobody should think that it is a personal affront. And if it is, I have the courage to have it. Your beard will not save. I shall cut your beard. Will you cease to be a saint on that account? I shall ask. You see, beard is not a sign of such greatness. Mala is not the sign of greatness. A particular dress is not the sign of greatness. But God realization is different. If you meditate upon the name of God, which is potent, which is taraka, which is sabija, then alone you can save yourself, otherwise not. You see. If I give 100 lectures like this, it will not save you. You see. Ashtyadevat paschati kashti renam, ashtyadevat srinoti tathaiva chanya. Ashtyadevat, it is a great wonder that somebody sees Him. If you say, I can see God before me even today, even at this moment, if I say this, you will be so struck with wonder. What if man is foolish or what? That he says that he sees God. Ashtyadevat paschati kashti renam, ashtyadevat srinoti, and God hears, yes. When there is anatas dhani, it is nothing but the dhani of God. When Milton heard the music of the universe, it was nothing but the music of God. When Tennyson heard, for example, his own words, it was nothing but the words of God. In the cranny wall, as Tennyson said, a beautiful wall is, a beautiful flower is there. He appreciated it. One who plucks flowers from the pens and puts it somewhere around, he is a fool. One who allows the flowers on the branch and just, how beautiful they are, how living they are, becomes one with them, he is a wise man. So, one who knows the distinction between the names and names and the name given by the Guru, he is great. Guru Sakshat Parabrahma. Therefore, you must be with a saint. It is not the satsang hall that will make you great. I was in Jamaica last time, and there was a village which was saying Trumbull, and near that there is a kingdom hall. As if the kingdom hall meaning Jesus wanted to establish kingdom on the earth, and these fools have built a hall. Very good. You say twice or thrice of this hall. And there were hundreds of people there. And one man said about this. And he was speaking about what? He was speaking about holiness. Holy, holy. And he translated into cleanliness. I had gone there with special invitation and I heard him. He was talking nothing but foolishness. I would have talked better than him. He talked, I just tell you, this is how our spiritual life is being going on. He said, what is this holy? Holy? It is nothing but cleanliness. Oh, Baba. Just see. I am not saying something which I am telling you the facts. In America, in Kingdom Hall, I went and tip-top, you can everything clean, neat, silence. And there are you can say, hundreds of mice were there. And he was speaking from there. What it meant by, I was taking a bath once in a week, he said, when there was scarcity of water. But now every house has got water. And you can have the best soaps, he said that way. The best soaps in the market, you can use the smokes and have a bath every day. You make yourself clean. That is holiness. Is cleanliness the same thing as holiness? But that is what is one American tries to say. Hundreds of people were there in Nansen. And we were only guests. We came back. That's all. This is how spiritual life is turned into the not only secular life but sensuous life, not only sensual life but sexual life. This is the degeneration of the sexual life.